I'm going to recuse myself if I'm the Attorney General. I go back to that one man put this nation through what we have endured for the past 3 years because of his desire to be Attorney General at all costs.
There you go. Well, Bud, we got to run. Sorry for the short amount of time. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Troy King is here. We'll go to him.
Oh, did he
after
wave
the stop
through the window?
He did wave again. I'd be talking to Troy King, candidate for Congress, here after the stop of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Democratic Party presidential race moves on to Nevada next, with Bernie Sanders the winner in New Hampshire.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Pete Buttigieg just about a percentage point behind Senator Sanders in New Hampshire. Amy Klobuchar pretty close third, way ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. There's progress in peace talks with the Taliban, according to a tweet from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani after a phone call with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Fox's Simon Owen reports.
The Taliban threatening to walk away from peace talks with the U.S., demanding a decision on an offer the militant group has made for a seven-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan that's short of a full ceasefire. The ultimatum coming after weeks of negotiations aimed at ending America's 18-year war.
The Taliban controls or has strong influence in about half of Afghanistan. America's listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Well, hi, everybody. It's going to be a remarkable February day in that we could be close to 80 degrees this afternoon, which would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm around later on. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially after midnight. Some of those storms strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Risk of rain continues till about lunchtime on Thursday, and then temperatures will fall during the day to the 50s by afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night, 35. Friday is breezy, cool but dry, high in the mid-50s. Saturday is dry with a high around 60. Chance of showers returning on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
We are hooping it up this Valentine's Day. Our special is just $99 for beautiful gold hoops. Tell them about it.
They're an inch and a quarter, and they're super cute.
Super cute, an inch and a quarter. That's all you got to say?
Well, you can wear them every day.
And that's it? That's all you can say?
They're great. Everybody will love them.
Everybody will love them. At Marguerite's, you come see us this Valentine's Day. $99, 14-karat, white, yellow, rose gold hoops. Hoop it up.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 561-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Second hour of the program this morning. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Well, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Look who we have in studio.
Yeah. Troy King, who came in yesterday, thanks to me, double booking a political hour. Anyway, Troy is a candidate, former Attorney General of Alabama, former counsel to the governor.
Two governors.
And currently a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives to replace Martha Roby. He hails from Elba, Alabama. Your mother's on your spots real clever. Very well
done.
Today's
her birthday.
Oh, how old is she?
Happy birthday, Mom. I'm not allowed to say how old she is.
Oh, okay. I get it.
But happy birthday, Mom. My mom has never been to a political event ever. And I went down last night. They called it the Rumble in Rutledge. And we had a candidate forum down there, and my mom went. I told her, I said, you got to start going with me, Mom. I walk in the door, and everybody walks up, and they look around me, and they say, where's your mom? So she's a bigger star than I am, and it should be.
Well, welcome to the studio, Troy.
Good to be here.
You have your able assistant, Ben, with you.
I do.
Who's over there texting people back and forth who are texting you,
trying to keep me on schedule.
Absolutely. So how's it going out there?
Oh, that's great. Look, you know, my favorite part of politics is retail politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's the chance to go and to shake hands and to listen to what the people in Alabama think. And I always felt like when I was in office, I didn't really need polling because I knew what people thought because I was accessible to them. They had my phone number. I thought if I was in Montgomery, I was wasting time. The job of people that want to be in public service is to be with the public. And so I love this. I'm having a great time. I've got events almost every night, every day. And we'll be in Millbrook this weekend for the Mardi Gras parade. I'm just having a great time.
Well, we'll get to the Jeff Coleman situation in a minute. But
That's not so much fun.
No. But when you're out there, what are people sizzled up about? Is it health care? Is it, Trump being mistreated?
Yep. Mistreatment of the president.
Really?
People are sick and tired of it, Jack. I think I figured this out. There's a phenomenon that's going on. We used to call it the moral majority, mm-hmm. and then we called it the silent majority. And it's still a majority, but they're not so silent anymore.
Yeah.
And they are sick and tired of being told, you can't think that, you can't believe that, you can't say that. And if you do, we're going to attack you. We're going to call you names. We're going to embarrass you. We're going to beat you down. If you know, if you believe history shouldn't be erased or rewritten, then you're a bigot. You're a racist, and we're gonna embarrass you to the point that you're willing to cower and go stand to the side. And the president has channeled this anger that's running through the people of this country at being told that. Because let me tell you, the president will say anything.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And he is channeling, and he has become a voice for a silent majority in this country. And they are going to be heard. They were heard when they elected him, and they're going to be heard when they reelect him. And the Democrats know it. That's why they're not trying to beat him at the ballot box.
They know they can.
Well, that's exactly. And you look at who they fielded, and you know that they've given up. I mean, they're not fielding anybody that has even a remote chance of being elected. So they'd rather go to the back rooms in Washington and try to remove him, using people that don't answer to the majority of this country. And it didn't work. It's not going to work. And we're not going to stand by and be told you can't talk anymore. You can't be heard anymore. We're going to be heard.
Well, and I think because of your experience as the attorney general for this state and also, you know, working with governors, one of the tools in the toolbox of whether they call themselves the resistance or whatever, the Democrats, you know, what an obnoxious term, but they are constantly using the mechanism of investigations and then belittling now the Barr, William Barr run DOJ as, oh, this is breaking with constitutional norms. And to the layperson, maybe that stuff does scare you, but I'd imagine given your background, you can see right through this stuff.
Well, look, and this is not just a federal problem. We had this problem at the state level as well. Rogue prosecutors. Prosecutors who abuse and take the power of the state and use it to harm our citizens, to not prosecute, to persecute. You find somebody you don't agree with, and then you go after them with unlimited resources in secret grand jury rooms where you try to destroy them. The Democrats tried it. They went down into secret meeting rooms under the Capitol. And that is not how the system was set up. The check on the system is the conscience of the prosecutors. And when you have unconscionable prosecutors, bad things happen. And, you know, fortunately, they haven't materialized the way that they intended in Washington. But it's not for a lack of trying. And you're exactly right. Bad things do happen when you go outside the constitutional norms. Just look at the history of this country. You go back 75 years, and it was a failure to adhere to constitutional norms and the checks and balances the Founding Fathers put in place that have given us a terrible body of constitutional law. It's a body of law that says kids can't pray in schools. Kids can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. The First Amendment represents a separation of church and state. That's simply not true. That is not in the Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say there's a separation of church and state. What the Constitution was designed to do was to protect God from the government, not the other way around. And unfortunately, a stain on our state is Hugo Black from Alabama was the man who first took that phrase out of a letter Thomas Jefferson sent to the Danbury Baptist Association, turned it on its head, and then used it as a cudgel to bludgeon religious freedom in this country. And the list goes on and on and on. I mean, up to today, that's what we see are unelected, unaccountable federal judges who step outside the constitutional norms, throw the Constitution to the wind, and they do what the Democrats and the liberals can't get the Congress to do because they answer to the people. So when they won't do what they want, they just go find them a federal judge, usually in the Ninth Circuit, and they get them to make up the law. Same with gun rights. I get so aggravated when I watch these guys talk about gun rights. The Second Amendment is an unequivocal, very clear statement of rights. And I hear these guys get on TV and they say, well, we need gun control legislation to ban weapons of war. Really? Really? The guys that wrote the Second Amendment had a closet full of weapons of war. They were muskets, and they had just used them to overcome the tyranny of the British. They didn't want to ban weapons of war. They believe weapons of war were necessary to preserve the democracy and protect the people. But they're counting on the fact that our kids are being raised on textbooks that they've rewritten, and that we don't know that. But we do know it, and we remember it, and more people remember it than you think. And there, and that's why this silent majority is about to not be so silent anymore.
I think, to Mitch McConnell's credit, he has nominated and confirmed a lot of new federal judges.
You know, Jack, to that point, there's something even better than the fact that they've confirmed a lot of constitutionalists to the courts, including two who used to work for me, by the way, who are just excellent, excellent lawyers. They're appointing young judges. So, you know, we're not appointing people that are 70 years old.
Right.
And are, you know, we're going to have a Democrat president at some point in the future, and he's going to get to remake the courts over again. We're appointing people that are going to be on the court for 40 years.
Yeah.
And in 40 years, they're going to undo a lot of the harm that's been done to the Constitution. So you're right. The president is nominating, and Mitch McConnell is pushing through really good judges. But what makes them exceptional judges is they are young, and they're going to be there a long time, and they are moored in the Constitution.
Unless you have some, like, Earl Warren flip, you know. Well, there's danger of that, but
I don't think these judges are going to flip. I think they are Federalist judges to the core.
Are they originalists?
I think they're originalists.
Isn't Clarence Thomas an originalist?
I think he is.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Now, how, if you are elected to Congress, how are you going to give voice and represent this very loud and rightfully so majority? This could be in terms of what committees you want to be on. If you already have certain legislation, maybe not every, you know, I and lowercase j dotted, but this sort of, like, here's where I want to give the visceral, what, for lack of a better word, anger out there, and justified anger. How do you want to present that in the Congress?
Well, it's easy for me because it frankly motivates me. I feel the anger. I'm running because I feel the anger. So I don't have to go figure out what do they think. They think the same thing I think, which is enough. They're fed up with it. Fortunately, I've got a pretty good record of taking controversial stands that the establishment doesn't really like and not backing down. I didn't back down then. I'm not going to back down now. I'm not afraid of a fight, and I'm certainly not afraid of these people. And we've got to press the fight in Washington. We've got to get on committees like armed services. Thank goodness I don't have a conflict of interest that will make me have to recuse from protecting the military.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Not what you just said, but the very idea that we have a candidate who's going to have to recuse on military issues. Really? What makes up this district? Military bases.
Who's surprised?
I mean,
this guy's got a history of profit over patriotism.
Jeff Coleman was at the Montgomery Chamber breakfast coffee this morning. He and his wife.
But look, that's who he's going to represent.
Exactly.
He's going to represent the moneyed interest that think that it is their entitlement to pick and choose who governs. I think they're wrong. In fact, Jack, I had a friend of mine who happens to run a big university in the middle of this district call me and tell me that he said, "How do you think you can beat Jeff Coleman? He's going to have all the money and all of the people of influence on his side." And I said, "Well, I'm not the smartest guy in the race, but it seems to me if all the people that own Walmarts vote for him and all the people that shop at Walmart vote for me, there's more of us than there are of them, and our votes count the same."
Exactly.
So this is really a call to arms. This race is very, very clear. Is Congress for sale? I frankly think that it's the fact that Washington is for sale that has brought us to where we are. I don't believe that Congress is for sale. And I don't believe that the people who are angry are going to trust the people who eat sticky cheese and hold their pinky in the air to go up there and fight this battle. I just don't believe it.
Well, you know, my hat's off to you for, I guess you put together the press conference where Mr. Nettles came down from South Carolina Tell us how that kind of came to happen. Mr. Nettles, I think his name's Bill Nettles.
Right.
Was a U.S. attorney who took Jeff Coleman's company to court for frauding the U.S. government. It wasn't a criminal case. It was a civil case where the Coleman transfer and their many companies frauded the U.S. government out of over $700 million.
Well, it's a little worse than that. It's not that Bill Nettles took him to court. Jeff Coleman's own employees took him to court.
Well, that is true.
This was a legitimate whistleblower, not like the one in Washington. This was a real-deal whistleblower who worked in his warehouse and was seeing all of these documents that were being changed, and they brought a lawsuit challenging the fact that they were overbilling all of these military families. And what they were doing is they were taking weight crates, which are just what they sound like. Crates full of heavy material, bricks and other things that are heavy. They were putting them on the truck, and they were then military bills, moving costs are paid based on weight. So if you put big crates of weight on there, you get paid more money than you ought to get paid. It's a way unscrupulous businesses make a lot of money.
Now, did they put the bricks on and leave them on until the destination, final destination?
Well, no, because then they would have to pay the fuel cost of hauling all the extra weight.
So they would weigh it on this end when you're loading the truck and you put the weight on it and you weigh it and it's going to be a lot worse.
Then it gets there and it weighs less.
Yeah.
Right. And so as I understand from Bill Nettles, when these whistleblowers step forward as a U.S. attorney, one of his jobs is to investigate whistleblower complaints of fraud against the federal government. Now, he could choose to let it just proceed, or he could choose to step in and take it over. He chose to step in and take it over and to prosecute the case out of his office. And Bill Nettles says that they then went and did spot inspections, because one of the things that you want to do in a whistleblower case is make sure this isn't just one
disgruntled employee, yeah,
or that it's not just one person in the organization that nobody knows anything about, right? Because you don't want to punish a company if they've got a bad apple that nobody knows anything about,
right?
So they went to two warehouses in California and two warehouses in Virginia. And all four of them, and of course, the reason they went to warehouses is because this is an allegation where the evidence is destroyed quickly, right? Because when you unload the truck, yeah, the evidence is gone.
Right.
Not because somebody's destroying evidence, but just if your complaint is the truck weighs more than it should, well, when you unload the truck, you can't really weigh it anymore.
Right.
So you go to a warehouse because everything is stored there, and you can weigh it there. That's what they did, and they found consistent violations. They sent out the word, is anybody else having problems? There was a naval weighmaster in Hawaii who responded and said, we have an investigation going on. They assigned, the Army assigned a special agent who spent 2,000 hours investigating it and generated a 72-page report with 20 states and 10 different countries where the fraud originated or was detected. There's no way this was limited to one warehouse in Augusta, Georgia. There is an email between employees in the company and Jeff Coleman where he was alerted to the fact that there were shipments arriving that did not weigh what they were supposed to weigh. Bill Nettles says it's his belief, and he thinks the evidence supports that the management of the company was well aware of what was going on. I mean, it's a little hard to imagine that you got $700 million you weren't supposed to have, and nobody detected it.
Wow.
I mean, you would think somebody would say, hey, guys, where did this $700 million come from? But according to Jeff Coleman, nobody ever knew.
And Nettles settled the case for $5 million because, as I read, if he had gone forward with the trial, it would have put him out of business.
You know, this is probably the one part of the story where Jeff Coleman and I agree. Jeff Coleman said this is all Obama's fault. Bill Nettles was appointed by Obama, and he and I probably agree with that. Bill Nettles, and I'm sure probably the Obama administration, probably are more lenient and are more concerned about the employees of a business rather than the punishment of those who did wrong and
right.
the recoupment of the money. I tend to think people that are liberal, sometimes we call them bleeding hearts, but I think sometimes people that are more liberal have a different approach to crime and punishment. So I think Jeff Coleman is probably true that it is Obama's fault, because I think if it had been a Trump U.S. attorney, Jeff Coleman would be in prison.
Yeah, because Nettle said, I didn't want the company to go bankrupt and 2,500 people be unemployed.
Well, what he said, Jack, was there's 2,500 people that are employed who have good jobs. In fact, they're the ones that turned him in, and it wouldn't be right for them to lose their jobs and be punished for something that their bosses were doing, that they had no role in it. You know, that's one perspective. I think Republicans probably tend to focus more on the punishment side of crimes and would have exacted a more serious punishment. But Nettle says if he had asked for more than Jeff Coleman said this was a business decision to pay $5 million. Nettle says it was not his decision at all. As the U.S. attorney, it was my decision as to what to pay. And I made a ability to pay calculation that if we demanded more than $5 million, they couldn't pay it. It would have bankrupted the company and put them out of business. So the only, according to Bill Nettles, the only business decision Jeff Coleman made was the decision not to bankrupt his company by going to trial and potentially facing hundreds of millions of dollars that would be demanded by the government.
We're going to take a break?
Yes, let's take a break.
And I want to continue on that point when we come back. I don't want to belabor it, but I have a couple more questions.
Okay.
272-9228, if you have a question for Troy King, candidate for Congress, Congressional District 2, the seat Martha Roby is vacating. I'll be back. More news and views after this.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Ask Troy King, candidate for Congress. And he's known for more than that, of course, but that's what he's doing these days, running
for
Congress.
Son of Natalie King.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm known for most these days. Yeah,
everybody ask him, where's your mom?
I have a question. One of the things that concerns me, and I want to know how you feel about it, is that these groups that have endorsed Coleman, did they not vet him? Because this stuff was out there a while back. I've known it for 8 or 9 months.
Jack, I honestly
just cannot figure it out.
I think it didn't matter to them. This was a coronation of one of their own. Not by the farmers, not by Alpha, but by the BCA for sure.
Why is Shelby so sizzled up about Coleman? He gave him money.
He maxed out to him. I don't know.
Well, I don't like him meddling in other elections. He needs to do what he needs to do, and I don't like it when the other politicians get involved in these races, but I just can't for the life of me figure out why any group worth its salt would endorse a man that has said, I'm going to recuse myself from military issues.
It's unbelievable.
That, in this district, that is a slap in the face of all the voters.
Well, our soldiers deserve better, right? Our airmen deserve better. Our airwomen deserve better. We would never ask them to disarm militarily.
Yeah.
Right. Why would we ask them to disarm politically? I don't understand it.
I don't either. I just cannot, for the life of me, figure out why BCA and Alpha went out there. Well, the more you learn about Alpha and BCA, you understand.
You understand.
Now, I know.
I have a question about
this. It's disappointing. I bet a lot of their members would not have supported his candidacy if they knew then what they know now.
That's what they tell me.
Well, they can always go back.
I hear from them a lot. Well, 3 weeks is not long to go back.
Well.
About this former U.S. Attorney Nettles, I'm trying to understand more his motivations for coming here doing a press conference. Because he didn't endorse anybody. He didn't endorse you.
And he said he flew down at his own expense.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you how
you got to know him. Why do you think he did this?
Well, because I think he's a Boy Scout. I think that he had no intention of getting involved until Coleman blamed him. Until Coleman's answer was, "I'm innocent. I'm the victim. I didn't do anything wrong. It was Obama persecution." Hmm. And I think when he said that, Bill, it was just a bridge too far, and he'd have been better off to stay quiet about it. I called Nettles. I mean, I was reading the files. Oddly enough, Jack, all kinds of documents have become unsealed in the last 2 weeks that have been sealed since all of this ended. It's really strange. But I was reading the sealed documents, and his name was there over and over and over and over and over, and I finally thought, well, everybody's talking about this. There's one guy that ought to know if it's true or not. Jessica Taylor was going around saying to Coleman, will you sign something and unseal it? And I thought, well, heck, let's just call the guy that knows everything. And I left him a message, and he called me back. He said, I'm familiar with you. I'm familiar with what you did when you were attorney general. My U.S. attorneys that I talk to in Alabama tell me that you have a good reputation. You were a hard-charging prosecutor. You weren't afraid of a fight. And what do you want to know? And we started talking, and he said, do you think other people in Alabama have the same questions you have? And I said, I know that they do, because I go out and they're asking me. I mean, I'm calling you because they're asking me, and I don't know the answer.
Right.
And he said, well, I'll come down there and not answer the question just for you on a private phone call. I'll come down there and answer them in a public forum and explain what happened. And I said, well, I'll set up the podium. And that's how it came to be. And he would not let us pay anything. He wouldn't even let me buy him lunch.
Wow. So you think he's a stand-up guy that was doing his job? And because WTVY reported that Nettles said, when Coleman said that he was not, that there was no wrongdoing, Nettles said he's lying, and those were his words. So when you have a U.S. attorney, I mean, granted, you got to respect him, whether you agree with him politically or not.
But Jack, keep in mind, you know, everybody, I mean, Coleman made this big deal out of the fact that he was an Obama-appointed U.S. attorney.
Right.
Okay, what about the Reagan-appointed judge that heard the case? This was not some sort of political shaft that he fell down.
Yeah.
Bill Nettles, look, I'm not in the habit of defending Democrat anything. Certainly not Democrat prosecutors. I think that they do a lot of bad, and I think that they comprise the deep state, and I think they're responsible for a myriad of problems. But this is a guy who Jim DeMint recommended be approved by the United States Senate,
yeah,
who then approved him unanimously, Republicans and Democrats. So I guess we should not be surprised that Barack Obama appointed a liberal left-wing Democrat to be the U.S. attorney. But I don't think that that means his findings are illegitimate.
Well, frauding the government is not particularly a partisan issue. I mean, people on both sides of the aisle should care about that.
Well, I think that's true. I agree with you. I think there's a lot of things that don't carry a party label, but not wanting somebody to steal from you, I think Republicans and Democrats probably can all agree, is a bad thing. And if it's bad to steal from me and you, how much worse is it to steal from soldiers during war?
Right. Well, we had a caller that called that got moved, and she was over the weight limit, and she was not high up in the ranks. They had to fork over more money.
Well, right, if they go over the allotment, and I want to say there's like a 72-page report with a list of all of these moves. I mean, it's not like it was six moves. It's a lot of moves.
Yeah.
And there were moves where the weight that actually was moved was a few hundred pounds, and the weight that was billed was over 24,000 pounds. So there are some egregious – these aren't rounding errors that we're talking
no,
about.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, here, Cranky has been very patient on line one here. Let's go to the phones real quick. Cranky, welcome to the program. You're on with Troy King.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning.
I just, you don't remember me. We met back in 2010. I ran into you down at the Montgomery County Courthouse. And then later on, I ran into you over at Baptist Hospital when your son was in the hospital. Mm. And, you treated me like a decent human being, and were courteous, kind, and genuine, and you weren't running for office back then. And I feel that that's the real guy that you see every day. I'm voting for you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing of it is, it's not just a track record. You got a good track record, but you're running against the guy who can't remember anything, and then the other guy who didn't know anything. the one guy that couldn't remember anything in his criminal trial, and the one guy that didn't know anything in his civil trial. So anyhow, I just wanted to pitch in and say hello, and I just can't wait until you win and we can get Tammy Faye Baker Coleman off the radio and Jeff Bloomberg Coleman off the radio and television because it's killing us. Please take them away.
Well, you know, it's funny. I told a group in Rutledge last night. I said, you know, here's a good. I like the mnemonic devices, think memory devices, because I think they help us to associate things. Like my preacher always, when we send a mission group out, if they go to New York, he'll say, every time you eat an apple, think about the group that's in the Big Apple on mission. Well, I would say to the voters of the 2nd Congressional District, a good mnemonic device is every time you hear the radio commercial, every time you see the TV ad, every time you pass a billboard, and it says, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress. Remember, he may have signed the check, but me and you and the soldiers and the airmen and the naval officers, we're the ones that are footing the bill for this campaign. And it is outrageous what he's done, and we are going to stop him. We certainly don't need more monsters in the swamp.
I agree with you, absolutely. And, you know, here's my question I'm scratching my head. Has anybody asked the question, how the hell is he moving all this furniture and household goods with all these trucks parked on the side of the road? How's the business getting done?
Well, the question has been asked, well, I guess you need less trucks if you inflate what's on them. The question that has been asked is how all of those trucks can legally be used for political purposes.
Because it's a corporation.
Correct. Mm. And I know there's a lawyer in Prattville who filed a complaint with the FEC over that, and he has denied that. But, everything is a denial. I'm on a helicopter pretending to be a soldier, and I hope you believe that. I hope you believe it. We call that stolen valor, and we think it's illegitimate for you to pretend to be a soldier and to steal the dignity and the prestige that comes with wearing the arm with the uniform of the armed forces of America. And I guess a guy that would steal from them, steal their money, doesn't mind stealing their valor, but I have a problem with it.
Now he's up for another contract in April. Is this right?
A $2 billion contract, which he announced in the Southport of the district, he was not going to ask to be awarded directly.
Right.
He was going to be a subcontractor. So how you know you're going to be a subcontractor to a contractor who has not been picked yet is a whole other question. But it's what's wrong with Washington.
Well, exactly. In some circles they would call that money laundering, but, what do I know? I don't know anything. But my other question for you is, do you know where his campaign headquarters is in Montgomery?
I do. It's over by my house.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You know, he's a Republican. You know, that building has been rented. It was rented by Sue Bell Cobb. It's been rented by every single Democrat.
It's an old bank. Right.
Yeah. It's the old Cajun National Bank. But that every Democrat under the shining sun has rented that building, and now we got a quote Republican unquote renting it. I wonder who owns that building and what their financial arrangements are.
That's a good question.
Because if you look back, if you've lived in that neighborhood, Mr. King, you'll notice there haven't been any, quote, real Republicans, unquote, that have rented that building. And now all of a sudden, it switches from, straight Democrats all the way down the pike up to this guy. So just kind of things that make you go,
Yeah, there's
But I'll pass it along to somebody else that's got something good to say. I'm just glad that you know what's going on and that you can remember things, and that's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. Y'all have a great day, and thank you for calling.
Good luck,
Mr. King.
Thank you.
I appreciate you for having the, as Spanish term, pelotas to bring this up because, and Jessica Taylor did. I'm not sure she had all the information that you have. She had a lot of it. But, Barry has been reticent to say anything, and Terry Hastorf hasn't really, set the woods on fire talking about it.
I only know how to do one thing, Jack, and that's to tell the truth, and this is the truth. And, we did not rush to be first.
No, you did not.
My granddaddy was a builder, and one of the things I learned growing up was you measure twice and you cut once. And when we cut, we were cutting to make a permanent cut.
Yeah.
And I'm not here saying I need you to unseal some file. I have the file. I've talked to the guy who made the file. And the people of Alabama now know the truth. And the question is, what are they going to do with it?
There you go.
Yeah.
No, we got to be respectful of your time. No, you got to get out of here.
You got to be somewhere else.
You can't keep the sheriff. The high sheriff is meeting me for lunch in Elmore County. I can't keep him waiting.
Yeah.
If somebody, though, wants to help out your campaign, this crucial, I guess, under 3 weeks now.
3 weeks from yesterday. We need their help. There's so many things people can do. And, you know, it takes money to run campaigns, but it's not about money. If it was about money, this campaign would be over. It's about votes and people. Put a yard sign up. Go door to door. Call your friends. Take the time and send a card to your friends. Send it to your Christmas card list, your Sunday school list, and tell them why you're standing with me. This is truly a movement of the people of this country. The silent majority is standing up, and they are very, very loud. You can go to Troy King for Congress on Facebook, Troy King, the number 4, Congress.com. There are places to volunteer. There are places to sign up. If you direct message me on Facebook, that's not a staff member that responds. That's me. I'd love to hear from you. I've been doing this a long time, and I learned a long time ago that the emphasis in public service has got to be on both words, public and service. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have your help. I still see this 202 number to get Martha Roby, and I'm telling you, when I get to Congress, the first thing we're going to do is get a 334 number. People in the district ought to talk to their neighbors when they need help, not some bureaucrat in Washington. So if you believe what I'm saying is true, people and votes matter more than dollars, and I need your votes, I need your influence, I need you to take the time in the next 21 days, 20 days, to help us win this election. We can win it.
Well, Troy King.
Thanks a lot, Troy. We really appreciate you being on.
Oh, thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Well, good to see you.
More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
And this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are rallying. Investors are encouraged by China's update on the coronavirus, which appears to indicate a slowdown in the number of new cases. Organizers of the Mobile World Congress will meet on Friday to decide whether to cancel it. Nokia and Deutsche Telekom have pulled out because of the coronavirus outbreak. Intel, Sony, Amazon, and Facebook have also bailed out of the event. It's scheduled to start February 24th in Barcelona, Spain. It's considered the telecom industry's biggest meeting of the year. Bed Bath & Beyond shares are skidding, down 25%. The company reported sales declined in December and January, normally a busy time for home furnishing sales. The company says it is making changes, but a turnaround will take time. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's going to be a remarkable February day in that we could be close to 80 degrees this afternoon, which would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm around later on. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially after midnight. Some of those storms strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Risk of rain continues till about lunchtime on Thursday, and then temperatures will fall during the day to the 50s by afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night, 35. Friday is breezy, cool but dry, high in the mid-50s. Saturday is dry with a high around 60. Chance of showers returning on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. 272-9228.
I like that tone.
You're not paid to like it.
No, I'm not paid anything, as a matter of fact. Cutting on the microphone, as in, shut up. That was kind of rude.
272-9228.
You know why? I'm all you got.
Actually.
9 to noon, I'm all you got.
Yeah.
Now, this 12 to 3 business, you got Dan, but I'm all you got, 9 to noon.
You're right, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder.
Sure.
You just trying to put me in my place?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Also, folks, as part of the program, brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7.
I'm going by there every day of the week, pretty much. Occasionally skip out, but it's something I've become addicted to, getting into the gym, lifting some heavy weight so I feel better up top, actually, mentally. I'm sore from the weightlifting itself, but they've state-of-the-art equipment over there at Express Fitness 24/7. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, 3331 Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym location. They combine gyms and Express Fitness 24/7. You can find free weights, barbells, dumbbells, plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, rooms full of cardio equipment, a big activity room if you're doing kind of workouts where you need room to run and move around. They've got it all. A low month-to-month rate, very low sign-up fee. Again, no long-term contracts, and you have 24/7 access when you become a member. So check them out today. Be sure to stop by if you want to work out alongside me at Harrison Road. Just stop by at 3331 Harrison Road or check them out online, expressfitness24.com, number 24, expressfitness24.com. Thank you to Express Fitness for being a great sponsor, and be sure to tell Express Fitness 24/7 that Joey from the radio sent you. So look at all these calls, Jack.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good day, gentlemen.
Clint, how was Texas?
It was good.
Good.
Worked in T-shirts every day. It was good. How are you doing, sir?
Can't complain, man.
All right. I watched your program this past Sunday.
Well, you must have not had anything else to do.
Well, it was rather boring, I tell you that. But I think you guys can do better.
I don't choose the agenda.
Yes, sir. But, hey, that was pretty good with Troy King.
I
voted for him
last
time. I would vote for him again.
Yeah, he made some very good points today, I think.
Well, I like the guy. And I would vote for Tuberville.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting those two races confused because we haven't really had... last time we had a contested congressional race when Martha ran in 2018. But
well, that woman was worthless. She was useless.
Yeah, she kind of lost her way, I think.
But, yes, sir.
But we're not used to having a U.S. Senate race and a congressional race at the same time. So all these candidates are out there, and people are kind of confusing the two races. But Troy is running for Congress, and Tuberville Sessions and Bradley Byrne are running for U.S. Senate.
The Senate, yeah, there's a difference.
Right.
And but Troy King got my vote, and Tuberville's got mine. So,
well, that's good to hear.
Well, I appreciate the call, Clint. Got others on.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All right,
you
thanks, too. Clint.
Let's go to Don. Don, how are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Good to hear.
Let me preface my call by saying I wouldn't vote for Coleman. And what was that he said? He had a mnemonic for remembering Coleman's name?
Yeah.
I have a mnemonic for Troy King. You can be a winner, too. The Supreme Court of Alabama voted 9-0 to disagree with Troy King, who did absolutely nothing to stop gambling in the state of Alabama. The Indians were happy playing paper ballot bingo, and he did nothing. The governor got a gambling task force. So if you want to credit anybody for the situation we got in gambling in Alabama right now, it's Troy King. And for him to get on and say some of the stuff